Well, with the summer winding down, students who have been participating in the Commonwealth Artist Student Theater Summer Program have a lot more to look forward to in the fall. And this is actually open to all high school students, and there's a lot of activities going on. So I'd like to go ahead and welcome this evening's guest, Jason Burgess, Artistic Director of the Commonwealth Artist Student Theater. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Now, you've just had a very busy summer season, what with Nextival and your summer series.
Yes. We had the Nextival, and then we had Mr. Burns, a post-electric play, and then Spring Awakening all summer.
And now you're getting ready to kick off the school year with some very special events.
Yeah, so we're starting with a preview party for all high school theater companies in the greater Cincinnati area on Sunday, September 15th at 2 o'clock. And this event is about getting the word out there about these theater departments at the high school level and what it is that they're doing. It's great that we have these fantastic shows that we do in the summer, but if we don't be a conduit, if we don't be a helper for all of these high school theater programs, then we wouldn't be able to do anything. And so we want to give this opportunity for the students to come, do a minute to 2 minute preview of their entire show season so that everyone can see what it is they're doing. And then we will also be marketing and launching all of these shows that they're doing so that the entire community can see what everybody's doing.
Now, you're also going to have some special guests coming in.
Yes, we're going to have OTR Improv and Comedy Sports be there. They're wanting to launch a high school program as well, and what a great captive audience to have to do that. And then No Theater is going to be there as well to talk about the Fringe Festival that they do in late May and June and how we partnered with them with the Nextival and how, we're making a few modifications, but we want to put that on everybody's radar now in September so that they can be ready for it next spring when it's all going.
And even though the Nextival part of the Fringe Festival doesn't happen until the summer, now's the time to start planning, and this is where to get involved.
Oh, absolutely, because it's about students' original work. And the thought would be that now is the time that they have these ideas of things that they want to create, and we want to be a conduit now to be like, okay, how do you need help? Here's some workshops that we're going to do with the playwriting process, and so that we can answer any questions for them now, help them, guide them along the way, so that when it comes to the application deadline, which is in January, that they know what it is that they want to try and get across and how we can help them do that so their voice can be heard.
Basically, how would a Nextival participant expect things to proceed?
So the way that it works, and it's a little bit different than the regular Fringe Festival, you know, the artists that are applying to the Fringe, they submit their application, and then there is a panel that reviews all of the applications, and they make their decisions just straight off an application. With the Nextival and high schoolers, the way that we do it is they have that application as well, but we give them an added opportunity in January to do an excerpt of their show in front of the panel, in front of a live audience, so that sometimes, you know, high schooler's word does not necessarily get all the way across in the written form. And if we're about performance and if we're about these students having an opportunity to showcase their own work, we want to give them that opportunity to do at least a little bit of it, a little sliver of it. And then from there, the panel gets together and they adjudicate, and then they decide who is going to be either in the Fringe Festival itself or in the Nextival. And then the other cool thing is the adjudicator's feedback goes back to the high school students so they can see, even if they got selected, how their piece might be able to be tightened and tweaked to be a little bit better.
Now, you mentioned OTR Improv and Comedy Sports. For people who are unfamiliar with Comedy Sports, give us a little background on that.
So OTR Improv, fantastic improv company here in town. They do great work all over the city, but they have this subset called Comedy Sports, and it's like an improv competition. You got two teams, and they're going at it with prompts, and it's this fun, high-energy kind of atmosphere. If you've never been to one before, you know, they do them at Memorial Hall and other places, and they're simply fantastic. And they want to branch out. And so they have this fantastic idea of talking to high school students and seeing if there's a way that maybe Comedy Sports could do something at the high school level. You know, a lot of people either love or hate improv, and the hate is more fear of like, I don't want to be in front of people. And this gives them an opportunity to kind of go at it in a different conduit to try and figure out how they could get comfortable at performing in front of an audience without all the pressure maybe being on themselves.
And comedy sports as a national entity has been around for quite some time. I remember working at a theater in Rock Island, Illinois back in the 90s, and they were doing it every weekend.
Oh, yeah. It's all over the country. Indianapolis has a fantastic one. LA does. So it's a national brand that OTR Improv decided to implement and take on a couple of years ago. And it's really spreading like wildfire around here.
Now, Cast is not only offering an opportunity for performing and learning new skills, you're also getting students ready for the collegiate application process.
Yeah. So after this preview party, our next event is at the end of September on Sunday, September 29th at 2. And what we're doing there is we're kicking off our entire college workshop series. We offered this last year and it was a big hit. So we've tweaked a few things and we're offering it again. And we kick it off by having a panel discussion with four universities, me acting as the moderator, asking questions. And it's this fantastic opportunity to ask the people that are actually in charge of these programs the do's and don'ts, you know, the misconceptions. Last year, we were fortunate to have, you know, CCM, Wright State, Northern Kentucky University, and Western Kentucky University. And it was really eye-opening for a lot of students, not just on the performance side, but on the technical theater side, to really find out what it is that is required of them. You know, especially in the theater world, no two universities are the same as far as what they are asking of their students. And I think it's a very enlightening moment for them. And so with this event on the 29th, half of it is a panel discussion, and then the other half is an actual workshop to where we talk about how do you find that school or those schools that are in your wheelhouse? And so we walk them through, you know, a series of prompts and questions of, you know, are you a big city kind of person? Are you a small town kind of person? Are you a conservatory kind of person? And it's amazing how many people don't even know what conservatory means. And so we try and really break down those barriers to help them out. And then throughout the fall and winter, we do a series to where we're building up their portfolio, with the end being a mock audition to get them ready for the audition season. And we say, like, it's catered towards juniors and seniors, but even if you're a freshman or sophomore and this is a path you're thinking, well, there is no better time than to start now, because before they know it, they'll be juniors and seniors.
What are some of the topics that you cover?
We cover monologues and song selection. We cover geographic locations. A lot of people think, well, I should probably go to a school in New York or Chicago because those are major hubs, but that's not necessarily the case. The idea of, like, is it important to have a showcase through a college? We talk a lot about the partnerships that colleges have with summer theater programs. One of the biggest things we found out last year was interview skills was a huge thing that became a big topic. A lot of students don't know how to sell themselves. So we spend a lot of time talking about how do you market yourself in the right way, that you come across as confident but not arrogant, that you show your skill set. So we really hit the gamut over this workshop series to make them feel as comfortable as possible when they're going into these environments to feel that they can be successful.
And of course, in addition to all of this, you will be having performances later in the season.
Yes, yes. So we will have our major preview party, drama prom, as we call it, in February, to where we'll announce our shows for next summer. And also, we will be unveiling a student Tony party that we're going to do next summer as well. That's open to the entire tri-state area.
How can students get involved with Commonwealth?
Oh, absolutely. They can go to our website. They can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We're very active in all those. In any of those things, we'll get back to them right away. They could talk to their drama teachers at their high schools. They have all of our information. And if they feel like that something's not being offered and they're really itching for something, please let us know.
Well, I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Jason Burgess, Artistic Director of the Commonwealth Artists Student Theater. Thank you so much for stopping by, Jason.
Thank you.
For more information on the Commonwealth Artists Student Theater and everything they've got going on, please be sure to visit our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Jim Stump.